Good morning, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and oh, have we got an hour for you. It's a wonderful way to start your day and also your week. Now, by the way, I want you to have a pad of paper and pen handy because our guest is going to give some wonderful suggestions that you might want to make note of, but also be sure you write down our toll-free number, which is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227, because you'll be able to call in if you want later on in the hour. If you're like me, every once in a while you'll turn around, especially if you're in your office, and you just feel like going, ah, all this mess, this clutter. I can't believe it. Oh my, when am I going to get a chance to take care of it? Our guest this morning, Jamie Novak, this is her specialty. Her wonderful book, and we're going to have books to give away today, 1,000 Best Quick and Easy Organizing Secrets. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Donna, thank you for having me on.
Well, this is just, I think, a subject that would, well, maybe there's a few people out there that never, ever clutter in their entire lives. I've yet to meet one. But we all have these challenges, and I want my audience to know a little bit about you. You are an expert professional organizer and clutter coach, and you've been featured on HGTV's Mission Organization, and you host your own show, Sorted Out with Jamie, and you've also authored another book called A Busy Person's Guide to Life You Love. In addition to this one, 1,000 Best Quick and Easy Organizing Secrets, you have founded a clutter club. Oh, my goodness. You try to say that too fast five times. That's a mouthful. The Clutter Club. And it's a free nationwide organization, and there's discussion groups and all kinds of things. And we're going to be giving Jamie's website out later on as well. Jamie, were you clutterbug queen of the world? Is that what got you involved in becoming the expert at this?
Well, Donna, actually, from very early on, I had two parents, and they gave all of our belongings at home, and we were instructed to put them away when we were done. And so I took that advice and learned that habit. However, I have three siblings that grew up in the same household with the same parents, and I really could only hire one of them. So you never know.
Oh, my goodness. Clutter, 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 clutter. It just stacks up. Jeannie, we have so much stuff that comes in the mail. We have items that just build up. It seems like we blink, we turn around, we go, how'd that get there? Where'd that come from?
Isn't that the case? And do you ever notice, because I don't know if this happens in your home or office, but it sure happens in mine. The minute I leave something out, thinking, oh, well, I'll just get back to that later, all of a sudden I turn around and other things have congregated around it, and I only left one thing out, but now there's a whole pile.
It's a magnet, isn't it?
I think that's what it is. There must be some sort of a principle to that. It absolutely is true. But I've got a great solution for that, because I'm sure that you and I are not alone in this.
Oh, I know we're not.
Right, yeah. Well, the average person today, did you know this, Donna? They're wasting 55 minutes a day looking for lost or misplaced things.
Oh, my husband and I constantly joke about that.
Isn't that something?
We will joke about that. And I am fairly good at organizing, but I do exactly what you said.
Yes.
I'll think, I've got this here, and I'm going to get back to this later on. And I'm really proud of myself. I had five major buckets in my office at one time filled with materials, and I said, if I don't get to this, I won't be able to walk into my office after a while.
Isn't that the case?
It's just amazing how these things add up. And so I just try to designate a certain amount of time. That's one of the things I've learned to do. I'm not always as diligent about it as I should be.
Mm-hmm.
I get sidetracked. But I try to designate like maybe an hour, and I just ignore everything and then have a wastebasket close by and start pitching. And it's amazing what you can get done in 1 hour. But let's talk about what we can do. Now, you deal with this. I mean, you're on the go all the time. You're speaking. How in the world do you manage to keep your clutter at bay?
You know, I think it comes down to having easy systems, because when you have a system, it just becomes a habit, and you don't have to think about, what am I supposed to do with the junk mail? Where do my bills go? Where did I leave this? Everything just becomes almost automatic, and you can live on autopilot, which I love. So we want to give everything a home. And it needs to be easy, because if it's not easy, we're too busy, it's not going to get done. So we give it a home, and we want to put it back when we're done. So to avoid creating those clutter catch-all piles, let's say, we might want to implement the golden rule, which is really a two-minute rule. Now, I don't know if you got to this part of the book yet, Donna, but this is powerful. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Okay. Whew, I hope everybody's sitting down. The two-minute rule says that if you can do a task in 2 minutes or less, do it right then. So imagine how many different ways you can implement this, and it just simply means there's going to be less stuff left out around waiting for your attention, because you walk in the door, you hang up your jacket in 2 minutes or less. You take off your shoes, you put your keys on the hook in 2 minutes or less. You're done with a meal, you put the dishes in the dishwasher in 2 minutes or less. If you are the dishwasher, wash the dishes. So there's going to be less things left out around. If there's something you need tomorrow, run it out to your car tonight so you don't forget. That'll take 2 minutes or less. So all of these things, if we just start thinking like that, there'll be less stuff to get to. You like that?
I like that. I have one that I learned from someone. It's 30 seconds to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
that just shortens the time frame a little bit. And I've been implementing that in many ways over the years. And so it does become automatic. There's just so many good suggestions. Of course, you've got 1,000. And for those of you just tuning into the show, Jamie Novak is my guest this morning. We have 1,000 best quick and easy organizing secrets. Now, this is a book that you could open up at random to any page. He's got, again, 1,000 tips. And if you would like to get a free copy of the book, call us at 877-876-5227. And we'll take your contact information and we'll make sure a book gets out to you. Jamie, you talk about a master plan. Mm. And there are people I know that are like myself. Maybe they have members of the family that drop stuff all over the place. There's sometimes one member in a family that's really tidy. The other member is not particularly tidy. How would you suggest working that one out?
Oh, and that happens so often. Opposites attract, right? So,
oh, yes.
Yep, we've got one who's really on the page about it. And that can really cause some disharmony in relationships. And, you know, and if you've got a space that you don't want company or friends or family just to drop by, you know, it can affect your quality of life. So you mentioned the master plan, and that's so key because you're absolutely right. There's 1,000 tips in my book alone. Then you can go to stores or read articles, magazines, watch shows, and you can actually not only be overwhelmed by your clutter, but now you're overwhelmed by the solutions to solve the clutter. And when you don't know what to do, we don't tend to do anything at all. So this master plan is really going to allow you to walk through the areas of your home and or office, and let's not forget the car, and you just want to write down, what do I have to do where? And when you have a list like that, then you can choose one area and focus in on that. Because if not, every area is going to feel overwhelming, and, you know, getting started is really the hardest part, and we just want to get you started.
Yes, and I think sometimes if you have a good buddy that you can work with, that really can assist. But let's go with some items here. I like what you said about putting a temporary freeze on shopping. Why would you suggest that?
You know, that is so important, and shopping does include yard sales, garage sales, and things of that nature. Here's the thing. If we're trying to get a space organized, if we continue to bring more items into our homes, we're only going to have more to organize. Additionally, if you're shopping for organizing products, maybe bins and containers, my guess is you're going to be buying the wrong thing. It's either going to be the wrong size or it's not going to be exactly what you want. So now you have to organize around all this stuff, and then you're going to have to find the receipt and return it when it's not right, or risk falling subject to one of the clutter costs, which is when you can't find a receipt and return something, you lose that money. So we really want to just stop bringing stuff in the house until we get the area how we want it. The great piece about this and the best part of that whole plan is if you really enjoy stopping by a yard sale or shopping, here's the thing. If you hold off on doing that until you organize, let's say you decide you're going to go through your wardrobe before you buy anything else, now, being able to go shopping is really going to act as your reward, so you're going to be motivated to get started and see the project through. So it really can help to motivate us.
relationships with stuff.
Mm.
Wow. I can look at even in my own home and say, oh, I've got a story about everything that I have here. And I know I'm not the only person on this planet that feels that way.
Of course.
When people have relationship with stuff, I have one friend that has, what do I want to say, about 2,000 Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew anybody could get that many. But anyway, she's got them.
Oh, yeah.
Bless her heart, she went and she put them into bins. They are totally put into an organized situation.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, she's really put this together. But they're tucked away. You know, she's one of these avid collectors. When she gets into something, she just loves it.
Right.
And I thought, I'd go crazy if I had that many around me. And I know there's a lot of people that may be listening to this and saying, Donna, I've got 150 in my kids' room, and every time I go in there, I hate to dust them. What can we do about our stuff and the relationship with it?
That is a great question, and really at the root of why we're holding on to things. Now, I am certainly not all about getting rid of all your stuff. That's not what organizing is about to me. It's not about, you know, pulling up a dumpster and chucking it all out the window. What we have to figure out is what's important to you today. Not what was important to you yesterday, or not what might be important to you tomorrow. It's about what do you use and love today, and then we need to give that a home that you have access to it. Now, we have to remember, when we store things away, I can't tell you the number of phone calls that I've received after someone has had a pipe burst and everything in their basement's been flooded, and these containers and bins of their what once would be considered treasures are now destroyed. You know, we're tucking things away, and if they're not stored properly, and gosh knows how expensive those storage units can be, you know, pictures, if they're put in attics or garages, can become brittle. The humidity can dampen them. I mean, there's so many different ways. And then think about the things we're storing that the safety standards change. Maybe we've got car seats or baby cribs. The standards change. So by the time you bring it out of storage, if it's not been so destroyed or mildewed, you know, then you have to see, does it even meet the requirements? So sometimes when you think of it in that aspect, it can really help take some of the emotion out of it. Sometimes. Not all the time.
Now, you bring up a point, and again, for those of you listening, this is Jamie Novak. She is my guest this morning. 1,000 Best Quick and Easy Organizing Secrets. Something that you bring out that I think is quite significant is people will say, well, gee, I'm going to sell it on eBay and I'll make money. Why doesn't this always work out?
Well, you know, if you pay attention to the people that are trying to sell on those online auctions, I mean, they're very savvy in the way that they write those advertisements. They have to take, you know, glamorous pictures of the items to really make them appealing to the person who might want to buy them. Then they have to worry about holding on to it, being able to find it when it sells and shipping it off and hoping it doesn't break. You know, so when we're holding on to those things, what we really have to think about is how much is your time worth? And if you think that that item is really, oh, a high sale item, you know, take a quick look, and if it is, it might be worth your time. But to go shipping off, you know, stuffed animals or old records that really are not collectibles, once you search that and you see it's not a collectible, it's probably not worth your time. Plus the fact, Donna, I don't know about you, but I got a new digital camera, which is how you have to take the pictures for those online auction sites. But gosh darn it, I can't get the pictures out of the camera into my computer. I have to read some manual, and I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, right. Again, we're just holding on to those things. A better thing might be is to find a local charity, go ahead and post that number up, and then send those items off and take the tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, there, again, you cover so many different areas in your book, and I want to go into the section on storage because that is so significant for so many people, being able to use their storage areas effectively. And I know there have been times when I've wanted to get rid of something or put something out of sight because company's coming over or whatever, and 4 years later, I might discover it.
Absolutely, you're not alone.
that I went, oh, gee whiz, it's been up. That's where it was all of this time. I wondered where I put it. I knew I hadn't lost it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's talk about storage areas. Some people have attics and basements. Some don't.
Yes.
So give us some tips here regarding storage.
You know, and you bring up a good point because you're absolutely right. You know, no two homes are identical here, and so we may not have a tremendous amount. We may have an older home that has very small closets, but honestly, we really can maximize whatever space you do have. So don't feel bad if, you know, you don't have these big walk-in closets. People that have those big walk-in closets tend to only get more stuff, so it's not really any bigger. So we just want to maximize, and that really is going to mean go floor to ceiling. Many times, especially in closets, you've got one shelf that's a little too high up to reach, so it's not all that useful, and we tend to just kind of throw stuff up there and hope it stays. But then you've got a big gap between the top of that shelf to the ceiling, and so many times we're not using the backs of doors. And the backs of doors, really, you've got a lot of storage space there, probably a lot more than you might ever imagine.
That's an interesting point about the back of doors, but it depends on the type of doors you have, because some doors will not accommodate certain things. But you're right, there is that space there, and we don't consider that at all. Also, let's go into a little bit regarding bill paying.
Mm.
And, you know, so often that is something that, you know, papers get misplaced.
Absolutely.
They just all of a sudden disappear, and you're frantically looking around, and you're saying, oh, my God, this is the day when it's due, or I'm going to be past due, and I'm going to be hit with a $30 fine on my credit card because I didn't get it in on time.
Mm-hmm.
What are your suggestions relative to that?
Oh, bill paying, you know, again, it really comes down to a system. And once you find that exact system that's going to work for you and for your lifestyle, it's going to be a system that's going to carry you through, and you won't ever have to think about it again. It'll just become a habit. One of the best things to do is, as you're bringing in the mail, bring in the mail at a time when you can actually go through it. So I would prefer that you don't bring it in when you're busy and just dump it on the dining room table or the kitchen counter. We really just want you to bring it in and sort it right over the recycling or the shredder so you can pull out the bills immediately. Then the bills, of course, need a home. So we're going to put them there. And it really could be anything. It could be one single drawer that's just for bills. It could be a little napkin holder that typically would hold your napkins, but a lot of times they can hold bills very easily, and they'll be, you know, in your line of sight, so you're going to see it. Give the bills a home, and now put on your calendar, whether it's once a week, once a month, twice a month, whatever that is for you, to actually sit down and pay the bills. And this is the time where you might want to have a little bill-paying caddy. So you're going to have your stamps and your return address labels and your calculator and pen and things, so you can pick that up. It's got everything you need in it, and you can carry it to whatever room where you need to pay the bills or if you need to go by the computer. And now what I love for storage of all those little stubs after you've paid the bill and you've got these receipts and confirmations and all of that, you just simply get a 13-slot accordion file folder. And actually, they come so decorative now that you can probably find one that matches your decor and leave it out all the time. And you're just going to file by month. We're really not going to set up two drawers of filing in a filing cabinet with, you know, each type of company that you're paying. You know, that's just a lot of work. And quite honestly, the system goes downhill because it's just we don't have that much time. But if you file by month, everything you pay that month, just pop it right in that month's one. Then at the end of the year, wrap that up. Put the date on the year on the outside and go ahead and file that with your taxes. And you'll have all your proof of payments for everything. How simple is that?
Well, that is a very, very good policy to use. And I think also there's this aspect with families. And what we were talking about sort of the beginning is there will be some people in the family very neat and tidy. Others that you swear the clutter bug has bitten them so badly that you wonder if there's any hope for them at any time in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's personality types often. It's just many times habits that we have developed. How would you deal with, you know, little ones in the house? I mean, there are moms that are listening to this show and they say, I have three children and every one of them has this particular patterning, that particular patterning. What would you tell a busy mom or dad to do relative to kids? What would you recommend?
You know, that is so important, and I'm really glad that we're able to touch on this. You're absolutely right that it's a habit, and it's a habit that children learn from early on, and it's just repeated day in and day out that they learn it. And the most important thing that parents can do starting today is to start to show children, this is the system, this is how we do it, this is how you hang up your jacket if you need to bring the hook a little bit lower so they can do it themselves, this is how we unpack the backpack. You know, show them the system. And by showing them and getting them involved in organizing their own belongings and then the belongings of the family, the great thing is that 10, 20, 30 years from now, they're not going to have to go and buy my book. They're not going to have to come to my workshop, and they're not going to have to call into your show to hear about, you know, what's the tip, what can I do, because they'll already know it. And that's one of the greatest gifts that parents can start to pass down to their children immediately.
You bring up a topic in your book that I thought was quite significant, and it was regarding insane weekends of running mm-hmm. from one event to another and not enjoying any of them. I thought this was so poignant because I had been talking with a friend not too long ago who was saying she knew of a family that everything was planned down to the minute, and the poor kids were so frazzled, and the mother was frazzled because of everything that she had delegated. How can we stop the insanity relative to overbooking things? Because that is a clutter of a different type.
It absolutely is. And, you know, it brings with it so much mental clutter, and it decreases the quality of life. And, you know, it's kind of opposite of what you're striving for when you schedule all these activities and social events and extracurricular things for the children. You think, oh, you know, we'll be so much happier, they'll be so much more well-balanced, when in fact, you're absolutely right, it is the opposite. And so one of the first things that families can do is just kind of sit down and figure out, okay, what exactly are we doing and what do we want to be accomplishing as a family? Because when you get your priorities straight, for example, you may say, you know, one weekend a month, we want to be doing absolutely nothing, have no list, we don't have to check our watches, we can just enjoy our weekend together, and kind of wherever the wind blows us is where we're going to go. And so if that's going to be a priority for your family, you need to pull out the calendar and block that off immediately, because there is never leftover time. There's no spare time, and there's no time left. So you have to block out dates with your spouse. You have to block out evenings where you're going to have dinner as a family, so that when someone asks you, you know, can you do this, can you do that, you can check your calendar and it's already marked off. So as a family, when you can decide on your priorities together, then you might say, out of that, you might decide, well, one outside activity, maybe one, you know, scouting type activity per season, or, you know, whatever your levels are going to be. And really, you'd be amazed how much more time, and you're going to be less stressed, you'll have a lot more patience, and, you know, you're not going to be running your kids around, you know, taxiing them here and there, to actually be able to enjoy. And isn't that really, you know, what we're all striving for?
I think that that is, and in our world today, there is such an intense pace about everything that it really makes it hard to make it okay just to relax, just to chill out, I guess is what we'd want to say. Now, my guest this morning is Jamie Novak. Her wonderful book is 1,000 Best Quick and Easy Organizing Secrets, and we have some books to give away this morning, so just give us a buzz at 877-876-5227. And we'll be sure to get one to you. Now, Jamie, you go into information on the gardening center. You go into information on playroom, also on the home office, and the bathrooms, you know, bedrooms. Mm-hmm. You just cover so many different areas, and one of the biggest ones, the kitchen. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All kinds of goodies on the counter. Before we know it, and we can start off with a clean counter, and then all of a sudden, we have all this stuff.
Yes, well, it's a flat surface, and again, flat surfaces, just like that magnet we talked about earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just draws all that stuff in. And so that's what, you know, you make a good point. This is the thing with the book. It's not meant to be read cover to cover. If you're dealing with your kitchen, flip right to the kitchen section and read a couple of quick tips, and just go and do the tips. It's so important. And you're absolutely right. Really, you know, we should share with the listeners one of the very basic principles here. And it's keeping items like with like. So you want to group similar items together, like with like. And if you just think of that in any space, but especially the kitchen, let's keep, you know, all the utensils that you use when you're cooking on the stove near the stove. and keep all your spices together. And if you tend to prepare a drink in the morning, maybe a coffee or a tea, instead of having to run to one cabinet for the sugar and one cabinet for the cup and things like that, again, like with like, make a little drink center. So it's so easy in the morning just to open that one cabinet door and everything you need is right there. We just need to make it easy. We're so busy. We need easy.
And organization does make a difference. It makes a tremendous difference. And I think grouping, like you said, is very, very important. I have to ask you something, Jamie. This is personal.
Uh-oh.
What is your worst area in your home?
Oh, you know, well, mine or my husband's? Because you said opposites attract, right? So, yeah.
Oh, that was a good diversion. I like that. Okay. What about yours?
I would say on any given day, it still is the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've just got one corner of the desk. The rest of the desk is great. It's a U shape, and I've got a good two-thirds of it with systems going, and it works. But, you know, even though I try and follow my own idea of bring the mail in when I can actually go through it, even once I've gone through it and weeded out the junk mail, there's still a really hefty pile left. Do you find that?
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's
absolutely. Well, see, folks, Jamie's always battling the paper just like the rest of us are, but she has some wonderful tips. And that's why she's so enthusiastic about this, because it does make a difference. And when you have clutter around you, it actually is very depressing. And I've seen this with so many people. Now, Jamie, you have a website that people can go to get all kinds of tips. Now, your book, we have five free books to give away today. So any of you listening, give us a buzz at 877-876-5227. Jamie, what's your website?
They'll just go to jamienovak.com, which is JAMIENOVAK.com. And there you can find many more tips, including the missing chapters from the book, as well as we were talking a little earlier on about finding a buddy. You can find a declutter buddy to work with you via email or over the phone, someone who may not even be in your same state, but you guys are on the same page about wanting to pare down. So you can find a match and really help to inspire each other and keep each other motivated.
Wow. Now, that is really neat. A clutter buddy. Oh, that is just really a lot of fun. That makes it always much more interesting when you have someone that is happy to assist you because they are in the same boat, so you give each other that moral support so you get things done.
Exactly.
Jamie, we're almost out of time here, and again, for those of you listening, Jamie Novak, this is her passion, her specialty, helping people declutter their lives, because with less clutter, well, we always run better and more efficiently and effectively. This is 1,000 best quick and easy organizing secrets. Now, you may not be able to utilize all 1,000, but my goodness, just think of how much better things are if you utilized 5 or 6. Just start with 1. And maybe just 1 room at a time. And Jamie's got so many wonderful tips here. Jamie, as we're closing out, we've got 30 seconds. What would you want to say to my audience in closing?
Oh, well, I just hope that everyone will, number one, start to use that 2-minute rule. And number two, choose one area of their home that will make a significant difference. It's probably the kitchen countertop. Set your timer for 18 minutes and get to work. Focus on that one area for 18 minutes and you will see a significant difference. I know you can do it. I've worked with people for 15 years. I have the most confidence that you can just get started, and I hope you'll do it today.
Jamie, it has been a delight. Your website, again, is jamienovak.com, and you can even get a clutter buddy. How much better can that get? Jamie, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Well, Donna, thank you for having me on, and I hope you have a clutter-free day.
I'm definitely accomplishing that. You have a wonderful one. This is Donna Sebo, the Hour of Mind Power. Don't you go away now. We've got some other good things to share with you. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Donna Sebo and the Hour of Mind Power. Don't forget, we've got 5 books we can give away for organizing your life. Jamie's book is really neat because it's a nice size. But the 1,000 tips in it, give us a buzz at 877-876-5227. Also, don't forget that you can also call in and chat with me this morning if you would like, no matter where you are in this wonderful country of ours or in the world, 877-876-5227. is the telephone number to call into. Now, before I get into any of the other subject matter, I want to tell you about the Washington State Renaissance Fantasy Fair. This is coming up in August, and I'm so excited about it because I've been participating in this event for a number of years, and I just love it. It's dress-up time in Renaissance fantasy costuming, and it's just absolutely wonderful, perfect for the family. The dates for this are August 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th. Those are the first three weekends in August. This is in the state of Washington at Mentor Creek Ranch at 10215 SR 302 in Gig Harbor, Washington. Now, if you want to get more information on this, go to their website, which is Washington Ren Fair. That's Washington, RENFAIRE.com. And there you can get your discounted rates for tickets. You will be able to print your ticket online, which is incredibly convenient. And then just prepare yourself for days of fun. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. There's, like I said, costuming. You'll see the royal court. They parade around. The kids will absolutely love the animals that are there, the games that can be played. Mom will love all of the vendors with products from around the world. More than anything else, it is so vibrant and alive with activity from 9 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And you can bring your dog if you want. I mean, it's just absolutely great. And you can come in costume, too, if you want. So the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Go to WashingtonRenFair.com. And I'm going to be there, and I will be in costume, and look for the booth that has the bright golden yellow banners with the big red lions on them. And, you know, that's sort of a theme logo that we have for our booth while we're there. And come on in and say hello. I would be delighted to meet you. So, again, the Washington Ren Fair, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. You're not going to want to miss it. This is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open if you would like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number to call. I wanted to share with you this morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you are in our country or world. I know your time frames are not always the same as ours on the Pacific Coast. I wanted to share something that was written by Amanda Bradley. I thought it was a great way to start the day. This thought, today is yours. And this is what Amanda wrote. Don't wait until tomorrow to reach out and grow, to learn something interesting that you didn't know. Don't wait till tomorrow to find ways to share, to make a new friend, really show that you care. Don't wait until tomorrow to follow your heart, to savor the beauty that life can impart. Don't wait till tomorrow to let yourself start. Take time to do it today. That's so significant. When we get too caught up in the past or, the future, we're always interested in the future, of course. It's very normal. But it's what you do with today that really makes a difference. What you do with your attitudes, you can make plans. But, you know, you must work with what you've got today. And if you don't, then you're going to miss the boat. You're going to miss out on a lot of things because you're so scattered, wishing, wanting, yearning, desiring, and you're not doing anything, and so consequently nothing happens. So sometimes we just have to get ourselves together and live in the moment and work with what we've got and just take joy in where we are right at this point in our lives. And when you can do that, wow, then you've got so much more going for you because you'll realize that you're going to have a very active part in creating your future because you're taking that positioning of self-assertiveness, direction, and action right here, right in the now. And action begets action. So, good way to start the day. Make this day a special one for yourself. Now, I do want to let you know, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Mr. Laszlo, and he's going to be in Germany. We're going to be talking with him about his fascinating book, The Chaos Point. Also this week, we're going to talk to Michael and Nicole Sebastian about how we need to trust ourselves. And their book is called Trust Yourself. It's very great to really, or very good, I should say. It's great and good. Great and good. to understand that you know more than what you give yourself credit for. Also, we're going to be talking about taxes. Oh, I know. It doesn't sound like a very positive subject. And if you're self-employed, this is Tax Power for the Self-Employed. James Parker is going to be my guest. And then, have you ever had a person in your life that was absolutely the pits to deal with? Well, Murray Oxman is a man that's very wise about these things, and he's going to tell us how we can deal with difficult people. We've just got so many wonderful things coming up that I know that you're going to enjoy, so tune in. Tell your friends about the show so they don't have to miss it, and you don't either. But don't forget, if you should miss a show, you'll be able to listen to our archives and catch up with everything that's going on. You don't have to miss anything, and you get to listen to it at your leisure show. So remember, BBS Radio, well, you just go in to whatever show you're interested in, and the Donna Sebo Show, if you want to catch up with what you've missed on my programming, go into the archive area, and you'll find it all right there for your listening pleasure. Have you ever heard the story about the world going to the dogs? Well, I have one for you. This, I think, is a little bit different. And, yes, this could be a good point. Yes. There was a business that was looking for some office help. They put out a sign in the window saying, "Help wanted, must be able to type, must be good with a computer, and must be bilingual. We are an equal opportunity employer." Well, it was a short time afterwards, a dog trotted up to the window, saw the sign, and went inside. He looked at the receptionist and wagged his tail, then walked over to the sign, looked at it, and whined. Getting the idea, the receptionist got the office manager. The office manager looked at the dog and was surprised, to say the least, at him being there. However, the dog looked determined, so he led him into the office. Inside, the dog jumped up on the chair and stared at the manager. The manager looked at this dog, saying, "I can't hire you. The sign says you have to be able to type." The dog immediately jumped down, went over to the typewriter, and proceeded to type out a perfect letter. He took out the page, trotted over to the manager, and gave it to him, then jumped back up on the chair. Needless to say, the manager was a bit stunned, but then told the dog, "The sign says you have to be good with a computer." The dog jumped down again and went to the computer. The dog proceeded to demonstrate his expertise with various programs and produced a sample spreadsheet and database and presented them to the manager. By this time, the manager was totally dumbfounded. He couldn't believe what he was seeing and what he was experiencing. He looked at the dog and said, "I realize that you are a very intelligent dog and have some interesting abilities. However, I still can't give you the job." The dog jumped down and went to a copy of the sign and put his paw on the part about being an equal opportunity employer. The manager said yes, but the sign also said that you have to be bilingual. The dog looked him straight in the eye and said, "Meow." If you think you have a tough time with an interview, yes, the dog has a special one. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5. 227. That's 877-876-5227. Well, no matter where you are in this wonderful country we call the U.S. of A., there's special things about each state. And I came across some information that I had to chuckle about, so I wanted to share it with you this morning. Alabama was the very first state to have put together the program for 911, which was started in 1968. And did you know that in Alaska, one out of every 64 people has a pilot's license? Arizona is the only state in the continental U.S. of A. that doesn't follow daylight savings time. And Arkansas has the only active diamond mine in the U.S. Forget the chickens in Arkansas. Go for the diamonds. They've got them. California, its economy is so large that if it were a country, it would rank 7th in the entire world. And you wonder why the population is so great in California? That tells you why. Colorado, in 1976, it became the only state to turn down the Olympics. And in Connecticut, the Frisbee was invented at Yale University. Ah, what college students do to add to our lives. Delaware has more scientists and engineers than any other state. Florida, at 759 square miles. Jacksonville is the U.S.'s largest city. Jacksonville, Florida, the U.S.'s largest city. Georgia, it was here in 1886 that pharmacist John Pemberton made the first vat of Coca-Cola. We're all familiar with that great brand name. And Georgia, it was here in Hawaii. Hawaiians live on average 5 years longer than residents in any other state. Well, with all of that wonderful leisurely living, who wouldn't? Idaho TV was invented in Rigby, Idaho in 1922. Idaho TV was invented in Rigby, Idaho in 1922. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, that's just a little trivia about this country of ours. And as in the days to come, I'll mention a few things about some other states as well. When we come back, we'll have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And if you want to chat, 877-876-5227. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away. Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I want to remind you again about the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. For those of you in the state of Washington, I know we've got listeners from all over the country, and we have people come from all over the country to attend this once-a-year special event. It's going to be held August 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th at the Mentor Creek Ranch, and that's at 10215 SR302 in Gig Harbor, Washington, 98329. This is becoming such a popular event done once a year, and the costuming is just spectacular as well as the events. You hear the wonderful royal court. They go around greeting people. You'll hear the pounding hooves of war horses as they charge down the list carrying armored knights jousting for king, queen, and country. And also, they have magic shows. They have sword fighting, gypsy dancing. They have 8 stages of activity that are going on all day long. And this is the first 3 weekends in the state of August. And, of course, I'm going to be there also meeting with people and doing many consultations in person with individuals. Now, you can go right to their website at WashingtonRenFair.com. That's Washington, RENSAIRE.com. Go there. You can get your tickets right online and also find out all the details about the various things that will be going on there. So I encourage you to do that. They also have an 800 number, 359-5948, that you can call for more information if you so desire. The Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. My goodness, before we know it, it's going to be August, and those first 3 weekends will be opportunity for you to be able to step back in time and enjoy all of the wonderful activities that we put together for that. By the way, I want to thank those of you who are sending me emails. There's wonderful stories. I'm going to share one with you that was sent from Darren, and I want to say how much I appreciate this. If you have a fun recipe like sauerkraut cookies, yes, can you believe someone sent me a recipe on sauerkraut cookies? I'll have to share those with you. And this is about one of the situations that a man went through in an airport, and I thought that I would share this with you. But I want to say, send them to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Anything like that, if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, want to send me an email, say, Donna, gee, I think your listeners would be interested in this information, please do send it along. I'm always happy to review it. Sometimes I may not get to it for a while, but just know that it will be read and reviewed, and I will be responding to you. This is from, as I said, Darren, and this is called The Daughter of a Soldier. And the gentleman that sent this to me did not give me the name of the individual that actually experienced this, so I do not know how to give them credit. But this is how it reads. Last week I was in Atlanta, Georgia, attending a conference. While I was in the airport returning home, I heard many people behind me beginning to clap and cheer. And as I turned around, I witnessed one of the greatest acts of patriotism I've ever seen. Moving through the terminal was a group of soldiers in their camouflage clothing. As they began heading to their gate, everyone was abruptly to their feet with their hands waving and cheering. And when I saw the soldiers, probably 30 to 40 of them, being applauded and cheered for, it really hit me. I'm not alone. He said there are many people who really love and appreciate these troops and their families, and this was their way of showing their support. He said, of course, I immediately stopped, and I also began clapping for these young unsung heroes who are putting their lives on the line every day for us so we can go to school, work, and be in our homes without fear or reprisals. And just when I thought I could not be more proud of these young men and women, there was a little girl, not more than 6 or 7 years of age, who ran up to one of the male soldiers. He kneeled down and said hello to her, and she asked him if he would give something to her daddy for her. young soldier, he didn't look any older than maybe 22 himself, said he would try, and what did she want to give to her daddy? Suddenly, the little girl grabbed the neck of this soldier, gave him the biggest hug she could muster, and then kissed him on the cheek. Now, the little girl's mom was standing not too far away, and she said to the soldier that her little girl's name was Courtney, and she told him that her husband was a Marine, and he had been in Iraq for over 11 months. And the young mother was explaining how much her daughter, Courtney, missed her dad, and the young soldier, well, his eyes began to water a little bit. And when this young mother, who was, for all intents and purposes, you know, being a single mom, was finished explaining her situations, all of the soldiers huddled together, and they just did a little bit of chatting. And then one of the other servicemen pulled out a military-looking walkie-talkie. They started playing with the device and talking back and forth on it. This went on for about a minute, and the young soldier walked over to Courtney, bent down, and said this to her. I just spoke to your daddy, and he told me to give this to you. He then hugged this little girl that he had just met and gave her a kiss on the cheek. And he finished this wonderful action by saying, your daddy told me to tell you that he loves you more than anything and that he's coming home very soon. Well, you can imagine the young mother at this point was crying just with all of her heart. And as the young soldier stood to his feet, he saluted Courtney and her mother. And this gentleman who's telling this story said, I was standing no more than 6 feet away from this entire event as it was unfolding. And as the soldiers began to leave, heading towards their gate to get on their plane to fly overseas, all of the people around that had witnessed this event resumed their applause. And he said, as I stood there applauding and looked around, there were very few dry eyes, including my own. This young soldier, in one last act of selfishness or selflessness, turned around and blew a kiss to Courtney with a tear rolling down his cheek. He said, we need to remember every day the soldiers and the families that are going through these sacrifices for us to enjoy our freedoms. And the gentleman ended with this statement. He said, at the end of the day, it's good to be an American. I wanted to share that with you this morning because I thought that was a fabulous story, and I want to thank Darren for sending that along. It was very, very meaningful. Donna Sebo here. My goodness, the hour has gone by. Don't forget, we are going to be talking about the chaos point. We're going to be talking with Mr. Laszlo in Germany. So we've got quite a show for you tomorrow, and we don't want you to miss any of it. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Do it today. Be totally, completely conscious of where you are, right in the moment that you're living. And you know what? You're going to be so rich by the end of this day, you just aren't going to know how to count all of your blessings. There's going to be so many of them. God bless. Have a great day. And I'll be back with you bright and sassy tomorrow morning. Talk to you then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.